gentlemen, we'll go back to our case that was left open, and that's case number 11,547. Mr.
Ruska.
Ruska. Ruska.
Ruska.
Ruska.
No, just I guess
for chop the... it up too bad. Or cut it
good. Sorry about thanks that. For the extra time.
For the record, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Rusk has already been sworn in this evening.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, sir.
The uniqueness, the shallowness of the lot size, I need a setback for the turnaround entrance to the dwelling garage.
Okay.
Number two, cannot otherwise be developed. I showed you the brochure from the Windmill Woods. Mm-hmm. There's a buffer and walkway, another buffer and a road before the Windmill Woods dwellings.
Mm-hmm.
The variance, without a 10-foot variance, I cannot, enter my garage, make the turnaround. Mm-hmm. The dwelling garage is rear-facing, and a new garage will be front-facing. I'll go up the driveway, like in the plot plan. This hardship was not created by me. Number four, this variance will not alter the character of the neighborhood. As a matter of fact, there's other garages, separate building garages in the neighborhood. Variance will not be detrimental to the public health. And number five, minimum variance, I am seeking 10-foot instead of a 20-foot variance, just so I have the room to turn around in my driveway. Any other questions?
I believe he is dressed. Mr. Mills?
Yes. In regard to the necessity of this, help us understand, where's your septic?
Is septic?
The septic in the
no,
back?
No, there's sewer.
Oh, there's sewer. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So are there trees or is there any other thing that keeps you from moving that forward another, 5, 10 feet? What's the setback?
Well, it's just
10 foot.
Gets too close feet. To the my house and there won't be enough turnaround space.
Well, and the house is already under construction?
House is finished, yes. The house
okay.
is there.
Okay.
He said something about, is it rear entry on the garage or is it on the side?
Rear entry on the dwelling that's already there, my house.
Hey, but is it in the rear of the house?
Yes.
Not on the side? Okay.
No, it's that's in the why. Rear.
So that would make it difficult if you had it closer?
Yes, it makes
okay.
it real difficult, yeah.
Get there and turn around.
Oh, okay. Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Okay.
There's nobody behind me. The brochure yeah. shows the yeah. buffers and...
You only have to be 30 feet from the front. Did you know that when you built this house?
It looks nicer when it's back further.
Well,
is that typical?
It did have an impact on you, though, for turnaround.
Well, yeah, but when I was planning the house,
extra,
I didn't...
extra 15 feet.
I didn't realize I was going to want a garage. This was an afterthought.
Is that the setback of your home, is that typical of the homes
yes.
adjacent? Okay.
They're 45 feet back?
50 foot, I think.
Most of your homes are 50 foot back in that area?
Yeah.
Here it is 45.
Yeah. Now, the brochure that you passed out previously?
Pardon?
The brochure that you passed out previously? That,
yeah.
Of the development behind you?
There's nothing there yet, no.
Okay, so that's the brochure for the proposed development.
Well, they've started it.
Oh, they have? Okay.
But they started it 7 years ago, and it's just an ongoing thing. There's nothing but woods behind me right now.
I was going to say that.
So there's nothing, no permanent structure that is being habitated right now, then?
No, not at all.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Borman, do you have any further questions?
No questions.
Okay. Any further questions?
Questions.
Mr. Lang.
Do you know what the private restrictions are in your front yard setback, just by chance?
On the front yard setback?
Yeah.
I think it's 35.
35, so it is different. The normal is 30 on a subdivision street. It's normally 40 on a public road. But in your case, you're back 45. And you said some of the others are even 50. Just curious. I'm just trying to see why.
I'm not positive. I'm, I set the house back further because it,
Because you wanted to.
So it looks nicer, yeah, and you're not close to the street.
That's fine. I was just curious.
Okay.
Thank
so
you.
In other words, it did have an impact on you, though. That's what I was trying to get at.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it had an impact on you when you did that because you wanted to.
Yeah, the garage.
Now you decided you wanted a garage and you lost 15 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I still got it up there. So.
I'm trying to get it back.
See.
The garage was under 600 square foot, which is 24 by 24, typical two-car garage. It could have been 5 foot.
Could have been 5 foot.
What's proposed? Is it 30 by 40?
Yeah, I got 30 by 40 proposed.
If it was less than half the size you planned.
Yeah, half the size.
I'm just saying, that's you could have gotten a 5 foot setback by code if you'd have been basically 24 by 24, which is 576, but it's close.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Wait, are there any further questions?
Is the garage built yet?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. No, sir, I did the right
thing. No, he said that earlier tonight.
Okay.
All right, and hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has testified that his property is unique in certain aspects of the proximity of the proposed garage to his home. I believe he has testified that there's no possibility to develop the proposed garage in strict conformity with the code without this variance. I believe it was created by the applicant, and he has also testified that it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum variance to afford relief. So I would move that we approve case number 11,547.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson, and a second by Mr. Mills, that we approve case number 11,547. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Excuse me. Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I'm Mr. Callaway for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,547 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.